Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Marcus Jarvis. I'm an immigration attorney in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. I'm a member of the law firm Marcus Jarvis Law Limited. We practice primarily in the areas of immigration and criminal defense. We do other matters like business. We can work for individuals who are locally in the Minnesota area, nationally throughout the United States, and internationally. Today, I have a short episode on DACA 2 and DAPR. These two bodies of law were implemented by President Obama on or about November 20th, 2014, and they were blocked by a federal court in Brownsville, Texas. And the decision of that court was affirmed by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal that sits in Louisiana. Anyway, the U.S., the matter is cited as U.S. v. Texas et al. It was Texas and 25 other states that brought an action against the federal government. Anyway, the federal government took an appeal to the United States Supreme Court, which is going to make the final decision. Whatever the decision is, we have to live with that. Anyway, one thing that's important for the court or any court is to determine whether the court has jurisdiction. Jurisdiction in this context is, does the court have the power to entertain this legal action brought by Texas and the other states? In addition, the court has to decide if Texas has standing. Texas has to show that Texas and other states are going to be injured by the action of the federal government, or also that there's going to be some sort of injury to the state of Texas. So Texas needs standing. And if Texas has standing, then there's that potential that the court has jurisdiction to entertain the case. There's some potential outcomes. If Texas has standing, ultimately the court probably has jurisdiction. The court may entertain the matter and decide that Texas wins the case. If Texas wins, then the executive orders, DACA and DAPR, will not be implemented. The court may decide that Texas does not have standing. And if Texas does not have standing, then the court does not have jurisdiction to entertain the case. And then the United States will win the case and DACA and DAPR will go forward and be implemented. The court could also decide that Texas has standing, the court has jurisdiction, and decide that Texas loses the case. In that case, DACA and DAPR will be implemented. So we are very hopeful that the court will find that Texas did not have the ability to bring an action against the federal government. And one reason is because the federal government has exclusive jurisdiction to regulate the immigration laws. And what the U.S. has constantly argued is that the benefits of DACA, DACA 2, and DAPR are just creative ways of enforcing the immigration laws. They argue, the U.S. argues that Congress has given it limited amount of money to regulate the immigration laws, and it has to use the resources in a responsible way. So its position is that the individuals, well, first, there's a real problem in the USA, and I'm not taking a position that, you know, people should break the laws, etc., and they should get a benefit from breaking the law. What I'm saying is that a problem exists that has to be contained. And it seems to me the best way to contain it is to give the individuals who are not criminals the ability to stay in the USA, make sure that they're working. And the flip side is that those individuals are registering with the federal government. People don't realize it, but it's a registration. And if the government wants you, they can come and pick you up rather easily. Then the limited resources can focus on what the government perceives to be the hardcore criminals. So over the years, all presidents, you know, from reading different articles, have used his executive power to carry out the laws that were made by Congress. So DACA 1, DACA 2, and DAPA are not unusual for the president to do to help curb or deal with what appears to be a massive problem in the USA relating to immigration. Keep in mind, even though there's an injunction is just something telling a court, telling an individual or party, well, you need to do something or you can't do something. So there's an injunction in place, but that injunction only relates to DACA 2 that should have been implemented February of 2015, and DAPA that should have gone into effect May of 2015. So the injunction only applies to DACA 2 and DAPA. DACA 1 that was implemented in August of 2012 is still available for individuals who become qualified or individuals who have received DACA before and are up for renewal. You should renew timely, and hopefully that benefit is working for you. This is Marcus Jarvis, immigration attorney. Our telephone number is 763-425-5447. Please visit our website at m-j law limited. I'm also co-author of a book called A Simple Guide to the Immigration Laws of the United States, What You Need to Know When You Come to America. Please visit my site at a-tbooks.com. Have a great Monday. Bye.